Hi, everybody. Aaron Noonan here. It's Repco Supercars Weekly. We are on the countdown to this weekend's OTR Super Sprint at the Bend Motorsport Park in South Australia. The first time that the supercars have visited South Australia for 2021. Round four races, 9, 10 and 11. 300 championship points again on the line this weekend. Of course, you can watch all the action on Fox Sports, KO, highlights on 7. Shane Van Gisbergen is the points leader coming in. A quick recap for you. 865 back to Jamie Winkup on 726. Chas Mostert third on 700. Cam Waters fourth from Will Davison. Then Mark Winterbottom, Dave Reynolds, Anton Di Pasquale, Nick Percat and Brody Kostecki round out the 10 coming into this weekend's round of the championship. In fact, Kostecki's one of two drivers in the field this weekend. His Erebus teammate Will Brown is the other, who've not raced at the Bend in a round of the Supercars Championship. There's two wildcards in play this weekend, Kurt Kostecki and Tom Randall. They've both raced there before as wildcards, Kostecki in 2018, Randall in 2019. Now, the other element of this, Jake Kostecki's raced at the Bend last year, but that was in the round that was on the shorter circuit. He hasn't raced on the longer international layout that's being used this weekend, and a few of our sleuth listeners have been wondering, what's the story? Last year, we had two rounds at the Bend, one on the longer track, one on the short west track. The round this weekend will be on the longer international track that measures in just under 5 kilometres. A lot has been said about the drought for Ford. Of course, the Bend is where Ford last won a race in the Repco Supercars Championship back with Cam Waters last year in the race before the Bathurst 1000, and ever since then it's been all Commodores. Now, 7 of the last 8 races at the Bend have been won by Mustang drivers dating back to 2019. 6 of those by DJR Team Penske, and the one by Tickford Racing, which of course is Cam Waters' win from last year just before Bathurst. Some other numbers heading into this weekend's round that I thought were really notable to take a look at. Qualifying head-to-heads. Who's performing up against who in terms of teams? And there's only two teams where one driver's out-qualified their teammate every time so far this year. It's Walkinshaw and Andretti United. Chas Mostert is 8 to Bryce Fullwood Zip. And at Tickford Racing, Cam Waters is 8 to Zip for James Courtney and Jack LeBrock. Probably the next one that's evenly, well, not evenly poised, but spread heavily one way to one driver is Team 18. Mark Winterbottom 7 to Scott Pye 1. At Dick Johnson Racing, it's Anton Di Pasquale 5-3 over Will Davison. Same scoreline at Triple Eight, Van Gisbergen over Winkup. At Team Sydney, it's Fabian Coulthard 6-2 over Gary Jacobson. Honours even at Erebus, 4 apiece between Brody Kostecki and Will Brown. Matt Stone Racing, it's 5-3 Zane Goddard's way over Jake Kostecki. And it's also 5-3 at Kelly Grove Racing, Dave Reynolds over Andre Heimgartner. Tough year so far for Brad Jones Racing, the only four-car team in the championship, with all sorts of results here, there and everywhere. And I think the qualifying head-to-head probably probably reflects that. Nick Percat 4, Jack Smith 2, 1 for Todd Hazelwood and 1 for Macaulay Jones as it sits heading into race 9, 10 and 11 this weekend. By the way, qualifying on pole position is always handy, but at the Bend doesn't guarantee you a win. 5 out of the 10 races have been won by the car that starts from pole position, and the furthest back anyone has won from there is position number 5. Another quirky one too, this one really popped up during the week. There's been 10 races at the Bend for supercars over time. In 9 of those, there's been a different driver finish second. It's a quirky, weird statistic, but it's kind of like the podium spot that barely anybody gets back to. Rick Kelly, Van Gisbergen, Mostert, Will Davison, LeBrock, Heimgartner, Coulthard, Di Pasquale, and Scott McLaughlin have all finished second at the Bend in supercars in recent times. It's an interesting type of statistic. 26 cars entered for this weekend's round of the championship. It's the first time since Bathurst 2019 that we've had that number of cars. Of course, the wildcard entries of Tom Randall and Kurt Kostecki bolstering the field for the Bend this weekend. Happy birthday too, in order. Shane Van Gisbergen turns 32 on Sunday, and if he can win on Sunday on his birthday, he'll be the first non-HRT / Walkinshaw driver to win a championship race on his birthday in the history of what was the Australian Touring Car Championship and is now the Repco Supercars Championship. Other drivers have done it, but they all drove for the Holden Racing Team. Todd Kelly's one that springs to mind at Bathurst in 2005. A couple of little milestone numbers for this weekend too. Jack Smith starts his 50th championship race in race two at the Bend. Todd Hazelwood brings up his 50th championship round start. Anton Di Pasquale hits his 100th race in the final race on Sunday afternoon. And Fabian Coulthard will start his 450th championship race in the first race on Sunday. He becomes just the 15th different driver to reach the milestone. So some important numbers heading into the OTR Super Sprint this weekend at the Bend Motorsport Park. Don't forget Repco Garage, the place to go online. It's your online digital destination for all things motorsport and automotive. Head to the website now, repco.com.au, or for our Kiwi friends, repco.co.nz. Check out the garage. Plenty of competitions, unique content, plenty of cool stuff there to keep you coming back. Repco Garage, get onto it. On this day is a regular part of Repco Supercars Weekly, and on this day, May the 4th, there's been two drivers in championship history who've gone on to do very good things, who made their championship debut on this very date. In 1997, at a very wet Simmons Plains in Tasmania, Jason Bright made his debut in the Supercars Championship as a fill-in, in fact, for Steve Richards in the Gary Rogers Motorsport Commodore. Richo was racing Super Touring that same weekend at Lakeside. So Jason Bright, who that year became the Formula Holden Gold Star champ, got the gig to fill in for the weekend and make his V8 debut. Of course, he was full-time the following year with Stone Brothers Racing in the Pertec Ford. And also on this day, May the 4th, 2013, 8 years ago, in Perth, Western Australia, at Barbagallo Raceway, which of course is more commonly known these days as Wanneroo, Chaz Mostert made his championship debut driving for Dick Johnson Racing. He'd started the year in the development series for Matthew White's team, but there was a driver change at DJR. He replaced the Kiwi Johnny Reid and made his championship debut on this day, May the 4th, back in 2013. Now tomorrow, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco, we've got part two of our chat with Jack Perkins. We talk car restorations, we talk Perkins engineering history, and he answers our National Motor Racing Museum couch racer questions. Next Tuesday, our next episode of Repco Supercars Weekly, Greg Murphy beams in from across the ditch as we recap all the goings on track at the OTR Super Sprint at the Bend Motorsport Park. And next Wednesday, the next episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. Oh, this is good. Barry Ryan. First part of a two-parter sit-down with the head of Erebus Motorsport. Great chat, great insight, and I think you'll learn a lot about Barry that you didn't know beforehand. So plenty coming up this week and next week. Of course, if you've missed any episodes along the way, go back through the back catalogue, have a listen. There is plenty of V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco episodes to keep you entertained in the long drives, on the flights, on the buses, on the trains, wherever you're going and whatever you're doing. Anyway, that's Repco Supercars Weekly. Done. Looking forward to this weekend's Supercars action at the Bend Motorsport Park. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Jack Perkins. As always, keep the feedback rolling. Keep the questions coming in through our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram accounts. You can send us an email via our online website. And don't forget to our online store. It's bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. Plenty of details, plenty of items, plenty of memorabilia and books and DVDs. Stuff to keep you going in the gaps between rounds. Anyway, Repco Supercars Weekly's done. Keep following the podcast. Keep following the socials. We'll chat to you soon.